Good morning. For those of you who don't know, I'm the one that's married to the awesome Katie Cruz Chacon, whatever her last name is, right? I'm very honored that I get to share in communion this morning with you guys, and so I'm just going to be real with you guys. Can I be real with you guys? Is that okay? I'm going to speak from my heart, and forgive me already if I get emotional. Take a sip of water real quick. I just want to let you guys know, I stand before you brokenhearted right now. Last 2 months have been very difficult for me. This last week was very tough for me. Tuesday, the 30th, was the 2 month anniversary of my father's passing. It's been very hard. But this last month, Katie and Jim and a lot of other people have been asking me to really think about ways that I can remember and honor my father's memory and have him kind of live on as he's passed. So I've been listing and journaling a lot about those things. And so I want to share a little bit about that. And so one of the things that I love about him, and it's not a Father's Day communion, but I think it's healthy, that I love about my father is that he had immense love for others. He also had a lot of passion. He was a big Patriots fan, so go Pats. But he had a lot of passion for the things he loved. I cherish those things. He was very knowledgeable about everything as well. He knew something about everything. Not everything about everything, but he always knew something. And so during this time, as I've been reflecting about him and you know, living on through his memory or him living on whatever, I've realized a few things in general about myself during this time. One, you know, which isn't a shock to anyone, grief is not easy. But two, is I hate appearing weak. I hate appearing weak-willed. But, and now it's a little bit different context, but God does save when you are weak, then you are strong. And so there's a humility that comes when we put our pride aside and let God do the work. And so I share these things to get us here. I listed things that I remember about Jesus and that I admire about Jesus as well, and with that Jesus can live on through me as well. The first thing is his humility. John 13, chapter 13, when Jesus washes his disciples' feet. Immense humility. Two, his conviction. Matthew 4, fighting off temptation from the devil himself. Three, his confidence. Walks up on the shore and says, hey, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Such confidence. And lastly, it's his heart. John 11, verse 35, Jesus wept for Lazarus. He wept for the broken family. He wept for the loss of a friend. And so I've realized, you know, it's easy to forget, but Jesus was human, just like us. And the apostles grieved Jesus' death, just like we grieve the loss of a dear friend or a family member as well. And that was a traumatic experience for them, especially those that were there and saw him endure what he did on the cross. But the story didn't end there. It didn't. It kept going. And this is what's brought me comfort. And I'll ask you guys to turn over in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. But what's brought me comfort is Psalm 34:18. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. And it's very convicting to me to know that God cares about me so much. But it's easy to forget, which is why Jesus says, do things in remembrance of me. It's easy to forget his sacrifice. It's easy to forget that love that he has for us. And as I've wrestled with, you know, the Lord and just recently, just kind of just different thoughts of why and what ifs and things like that, which are healthy, but at the same time, it's very hard. There are questions to answer, very hard. What if, or why did this happen and things like that? There's no concrete answer to that. I have found more comfort than ever in my communion with Jesus, my communion with God recently. So I want to ask you, what is communion to you this morning? Is it just a reminder of what Jesus' sacrifice was? Is it just a reminder of what Jesus did? Is it a weekly progress report for you? You know, is it just kind of like, all right, how'd I do this week? Did I do good? Yep, okay, you know, bread, grape juice. Because to me, it's more than just a reminder. It's a time of healing. We know that Jesus healed many people. It's all through the scripture. Communion heals me. It's a time that I remember God's grace and mercy. Jesus is just the catalyst to give me that type of perspective on what Jesus has done for me. He's given me grace. He allows me to live this life, to serve others, to actually have a purpose, all because of what he did. He took my sin away. And so in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." You know, communion is also a time where we should feel comforted, all right? And grief is a synonym for mourning. I know we're not all mourning, so I don't want to come up here and just say, you know, woe is me or anything like that. But I want to give you guys something to really think about as you commune. Because we serve a God who wants to comfort us. We serve a God who loves us, who cares for us, who wants to do so many things and has done so many things for us. So you just realize that Jesus is the person who gives us the opportunity to have this connection with God. Let's pray. Dear Father God, thank you for just another day in our lives, God, just to be here. I pray that we just really can feel connected to you and really just be thinking about you and keeping you in mind. Thank you for just the sacrifice that your son made for us and the opportunity that we have to serve you, God. We love you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.